Al-Qiyamah, the Resurrection. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Nay, it is not like what you imagine. I swear by the day of resurrection, and I swear by the self-reproaching soul at the doing of an evil deed as an evidence to the truth of final resurrection. Does a human being think that we will not assemble his bones? We will indeed. No doubt, we have the power to reproduce him to a complete form, even to the very tips of his fingers. His denial of resurrection is because a human being likes to continue in his evil ways, in the life that is before him, without fearing the consequences of his deeds. He asks with contempt and doubt, "When shall the day of resurrection come to be?" It shall be the day when the sight of a person is confused and he is confounded for being unable to find the right course. And the moon will eclipse, and the sun and the moon will be brought together. The human being shall say on that day, "Whither to flee? To nowhere at all, there is no refuge." Upon that day, the recourse shall be to your Lord. Upon that day, every soul shall be informed about all his commissions and omissions. Rather, a human being is himself well aware of his own self, and so himself is a witness against his own soul. No excuse will be accepted from him, even though he puts forth all possible excuses to prove his innocence. Prophet, when we reveal the Quran, do not move your tongue with a mind to repeat this revelation in order to commit it to your memory hurriedly. The responsibility of its collection and its arrangement lies on us. When we recite it, then follow its recitation. The responsibility of explaining it lies again on us. Behold, you people love the present transient life and neglect the hereafter. On that day, some faces will be fresh, beaming and bright, looking absorbed in the vision of their Lord. And also on that day, some faces will look gloomy and dismal, because they will realize that a back-breaking calamity is about to befall them. Behold, when it, the soul of a dying person, reaches the throat to leave his body in death, and when those around the dying person say, "Who is the physician to cure and save him?" and he himself realizes that it is the time of parting, and one shank rubs against the other in death agony, and one distress will be combined with another distress for the departing soul. On that day, people will be driven towards your Lord to reap the fruit of the deeds done in this life. For this person, being unmindful of the consequences, neither accepted the truth nor offered prayer. Rather, he cried lies to the truth and to the prophet, and turned away, refusing to obey his commandments. Then he went to his kinfolk, strutting along in false pride. Woe be to you, then woe upon you in this very life. Again, in the hereafter, woe be to you, then woe upon woe. Does a person think that he will be left alone without purpose? Was he not a small drop of semen ejected into a proper place, which drop then became a clot of blood? Then he fashioned him through various stages and perfected him in his make. Then he made of him a pair, the male and the female. Has not such a one who creates from an inanimate source the power of raising the physically and spiritually dead to life?